demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Couple of top stories of the day. Obviously going to involve some free agent stuff. Drew Lock going to the Giants. Woo. There it goes. There goes my dream. There goes my vision. Yeah, get it out of here. So no Drew Lock reunion with the Broncos. I'm not saying it was ever realistic, but a guy can dream. Because I think the Broncos screwed up the start to his career, and wouldn't that be poetic justice if they're the ones to get it back on the right track? So does this put the Giants out of the... What does this do? Because the Giants still have Daniel Jones. Now they have Drew Lock. Are you good with that? Those guys having a quarterback competition? Or are you drafting a rookie quarterback?
I'm probably still drafting.
I don't get the Drew Lock signing for the Giants. I don't get it.
Yeah, he's
not really a wily vet that knows everything that's been around. I mean, he had a weird time with the Broncos, and then he's in Seattle for two seasons.
He's a backup. I think maybe this is a step towards somehow getting Daniel Jones off of your books with that contract. But I'd still say, you know, at that pick, you could get talent. You can get what you want. You can get a quarterback and say, hey, you know, we got Daniel and Drew. We're going to get rid of them. This is your team. Or maybe they take the Jordan Love approach. You're going to wait a year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the quarterback thing has changed a little bit here. Chicago is still very much in the mix, obviously, at one. Where's Washington now? They got... Who did they get? Who'd Washington get?
Jacoby Brissett.
Is that who they got?
I think so.
With Sam Howell?
Yeah.
Why is that... I have it in front of me. I did, Angel. Now I don't. Oh, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Ah, look at that. We found it at the same time. So Kirk Cousins goes to Minnesota. That makes... Or leaves Minnesota, goes to Atlanta. That probably puts Minnesota in the... Back in the running for a quarterback, although they got Sam Darnold, so they're probably good. They're probably like, nah, we're good now. We're fine. Gardner Minshew goes to the Raiders, which that didn't impact the Broncos anyway because the Raiders were in front of them unless they got aggressive and moved around. But is Gardner Minshew the starting quarterback for the Raiders?
These all sound like bridge moves.
All these are bridge, except for Kirk Cousins, but he's also the... Kirk Cousins is a wizard. I'm convinced. He's like the man behind the curtain in Wizard of Oz. Like have you seen the old wizard, the old one?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. You're eight.
It's only 100 years old.
Yeah. It's all great. You know, it's a Wizard of Oz. And then when you get back there, you're like, well,
the man pushing buttons.
How many playoffs have you actually won? You've made $300+ million on these. What? How? Because I convinced people of things.
Because I yell my catchphrase.
He's still good, but is he as good as 4 years, $1 bazillion? I mean, what did he sign this deal for? 180 mil for 4 years? All right, so that maybe takes the Falcons out of this. I'm not going to get used to this. Kirk does not look good in a Falcons uniform. Sorry, Big Hub. I've been seeing all the images on social media and just doesn't look right. Vikings made sense. It kind of made sense.
Yeah, I just don't know if he fits in Atlanta.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, new coach, new goals, new things, new life. Okay, so Washington maybe still in the mix.
I'd say
probably
stronger than maybe.
Move on from Sam Howell. And is he coming to Denver? That's another name I keep hearing. Great. This is a curse. It's what it is, because I said he's the least interesting quarterback in all of humanity. And now I've got to watch him every Sunday, if that's the case.
Low interest, but...
Least interesting person.
I think he's talented. I think he can do it. I think he can be a starter.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
See that? Look how far the Broncos have fallen. You get that quarterback, I think he could be a starter. Sam Darnold, we're waiting on you, man.
He's a leading passer for most of the season.
I know. I gave him an unfair shake. I get that. Patriots, what have they done? Have they done anything on the quarterback side?
They got rid of Mac Jones.
Yeah, McIntyre's gone.
New coach, probably want to get his own guy.
So they're going to draft?
Probably.
Nothing's changed for them, except for return of the Mac is out. Arizona's still no. Chargers still no. Giants are, I don't know.
Whatever below maybe.
See, and I had them at maybe before, and now they're a little less than maybe, or a little more. Yeah,
I mean,
a little
it's
less.
The Giants, so I don't want to assume anything with them.
I mean, hear Barkley coming out saying they didn't even offer me anything. There was nothing on the table.
Yeah.
And then he goes to their bitter rival, and now Barber's going after him, and it's weird. What about the Titans? What did the Titans do at quarterback? Golly,
they
man.
Have Will Levis.
That's right. They didn't do anything, though, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they just got Pollard, right? They were running back. And they got Lloyd Cushenberry at center from the Broncos. Falcons, obviously, they were a maybe. Now they're not. And then you have the Bears at 9. The Jets, they're good because they got Aaron Rodgers and they got Tyrod Taylor now to back him up. Okay.
No, he's still playing.
I don't think Tyrod Taylor will ever
those
retire.
Are pretty kind of older quarterbacks. So maybe.
I'm convinced that Tyrod Taylor is also a wizard. Not as powerful as Kirk Cousins. He's like the Radagast the Brown in Lord of the Rings. Like, what do you do? You're around. You're around all the time. You know? He's not Gandalf the Grey. He's Radagast.
Yeah. Do they look for a replacement for Zach Wilson eventually? You know, okay, because Rodgers got
get a young guy, a young guy that can follow. I don't know. Why go get? Well, they can't draft a quarterback.
Don't want to piss off Rodgers because then it's, what do you mean? Drafted another quarterback.
It would be hilarious if the Jets drafted a defensive player or a quarterback at 10 because the Packers never drafted guys for him. I think ever, maybe, nope. In the first round. So it didn't change a whole lot. Here's what we know on the quarterback side. You know, we said it. Kirk to Atlanta, Gardner Minshew to Las Vegas, Jacoby Brissett, like you said, yeah. That'll be interesting. Going to New England. Marcus Mariota to Washington. Mitchell Trubisky's back to Buffalo. So he leaves Chicago. He goes to Buffalo. Then he goes to Pittsburgh to compete for a starting job. Nah, I'm not going to get that. So back to Buffalo. Hold Josh Allen's clipboard, please. It's heavy for him. So that happened. Russell Wilson, of course, is just going to go absolutely crazy throwing it to Najee Harris. Just so many little dipsy-doos and three-yard passes. But the national media will tell you, this guy is awesome. They didn't say that all year last year or a year ago. But, yeah, Russ is going to go to Pittsburgh. And
RG3 stand up for him?
All the time. But RG3 is about clicks now. I love RG3, but he's about clicks. Although he did say that Derrick Henry was going to Baltimore this morning.
Steelers did sign Patrick Queen.
Oh. Well, that defense will be. They'll be good.
Steeler football.
Well, they'll play great defense, and then they'll march it right down the field and grab themselves 3 points, play great defense again, and Russ will probably get sacked and make it like 3rd and 18 or something. They'll punt. It's going to be like a 3-0 game for a lot of Pittsburgh's games if they want to win. And then, you know, good teams will clobber them. But they'll probably win 8-9 games. I saw something funny today. It's like, if you weren't with us when we were 10-7, then don't bother getting with us when we're 9-6-1 with Russ. Over under 9 wins for the Steelers.
Probably right at it.
I think it's going to be the first year they win below 500. And it'll be, I don't know if it'll be Russ's doing or your boy, Kenny Pickett, because you love his last name.
Boy.
Wow. It's one of those.
I dissed him yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. It's one of those ironic things. Like, you hate him, but I'm saying he's your boy. Tyrod Taylor, we said, is going to the Jets. Sam Darnold, the Vikings. Jameis Winston's going to Cleveland. So there goes that dream of him coming to Denver. You're running out of guys here. You're running out of quarterbacks. Who's left? I mean, Zach Wilson's out there.
Trey Lance is somewhere.
You wouldn't have to change the threading on the back of the jersey. You just have to change the number, unless you could convince him to get Will Lutz as number three, who did get his three now that Russ is gone. But you could convince Zach Wilson to come to Denver.
Number three, though?
Well, it'd make it cheaper. You'd save some frog skins if he could just wear number three and put Wilson on the back. They're about the same size. Russ is a little thicker. No, please don't do that. I'm actually good with Jarrett Stidham and rookie quarterback. I'm good with that. Why waste time? I keep seeing all over Twitter, like, or X, you know, go after this guy. Why don't they get this guy? You got to get this bridge guy. It's so important. Well, that's what Jarrett Stidham will be. You guys are acting like something's going to happen next year. Just get a quarterback that can move the ball once in a while. Don't get killed 50-0 all the time, you know? Be somewhat competitive. Show us signs that 2025 is going to be okay. Stop acting like, oh, we missed out on that guy. It doesn't matter. Nick Saban spoke on Capitol Hill, speaking to senators, talking about NIL and competitive balance, athlete development issues, all the stuff going on. You know, and it, obviously, the more Nick Saban talks, the more it's like, yeah, he got out because he was tired of all that junk. Here's Nick Saban speaking at Capitol Hill.
Well, all the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics. So it's always about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. My wife even said to me, we'd have all the recruits over on Sunday with their parents for breakfast, and she would always meet with the mothers and talk about how she was going to help and impact their sons and how they would be well taken care of. And she came to me, you know, like right before I retired and said, why are we doing this? And I said, what do you mean? She said, all they care about is how much you're going to pay them. They don't care about how you're going to develop them, which is all what we've always done. So why are we doing this? Well,
all right, there he is talking about, I mean, some interesting stuff there. Because these coaches do so many different things. I do my Football 52 podcast with Ed Lamb. Last week we were talking about how he invites different position groups to come over to his house. You know, they come in and hang out and be there. He's got horses and stuff. And, you know, they're treating him right and cooking for him, all that stuff. That's investing in your team. That's investing in your players, getting to know them more, treating them a little bit. But when you're at this different level of, yeah, that's great, home cooking and family and all that, all and whatnot, but how much money am I going to get? The idea, again, going back to NIL, name, image, and likeness, should always be at its core. You can come here and make money off of your name, image, and likeness. You can make money off of it. Meaning, earn it. You know, if you come here and rip it up, go have an autograph session. Reach out to people. Man, I think that teaches you so much more than a recruit stepping on campus and the first question out of that recruit's mouth is, "How? What's the NIL situation? What could I be looking at here?" I mean, wouldn't it be great to say, that's up to you?
I think it's a fair question, but it has become, hey, can you tell me how much I would make here? Okay, great. I'm going to go talk to this other coach. Hey, can I make more? Okay, I'm here. And it's become,
yeah, but that's
it's
free agency.
Negotiation.
It's free agency now. And like I said, I screwed this up. And if I would have been in charge, I would have screwed it up because I think it should have been legal. I think a lot of people think this should be legal. I think even the ones that say they hate it or don't understand it, at their core can go, why the hell not? Why couldn't a player that's extremely popular be motivated to do more things to get money out of his name, image, and likeness? Why not? But it is morphed into a monster that is out of control, and there is no way to control it. Because you could come in and shut this off today, Angel, and you could say, you know, you have to be able to cut it out. You can't have collectives anymore. You can't do this. But it won't matter because then stuff's just going to happen under the table. So it's, I mean, listening to Rick Pitino on the Pardon My Take podcast thing, talking about how he doesn't like the business of college basketball anymore, how it's not as fun, and, you know, it's because they're basically free agents, and maybe if we could work it out where we get them in contracts, and because now it's we're doing the same things that I hate. We're like, hey, there's a Duke player that's probably going to enter the portal. There's this guy that's going to enter the portal. I mean, his whole conference was gutted last year, but they're doing it. But the problem is, Rick Pitino, your program in Louisville was doing all that kind of stuff. You were enticing people to come play for you. The apparel thing, hooking parents up with money to make sure that they'd go with a certain agency when they got in the NFL. I mean, the wink, wink, nod, nod agreements between agents and staffers at Louisville. And again, Rick Pitino knew nothing of this. Why would he? Nope. You know, it's just your program on campus, sex parties and strip teases and all that. That's the problem. If we want to come out and try to say, let's shut all this down, well, then you're just going to get back to dirtiness again. Because these guys are getting that stuff. It's happening. It's been happening. It's just somewhat, and I say somewhat, I stress that, somewhat legal.
Saban went on to talk about collectives, and his quote here, we have collectives that in some places are raising huge amounts of money and going to compete against places that do not have the same resources to raise those kind of funds to pay players. You have a pay-per-play system and a free agency system that has no guidelines, so there's no competitive balance. I think there's going to be a lot of places that will say that and will create a case system where the rich will get richer and the poorer will get poorer, and eventually fans will look at it and say, I don't really want to watch this game. He also offered us an idea about revenue sharing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Where it becomes... it would create better quality of life for student athletes. You can emphasize development, create your brand and athletic development within a system that would be equal in all institutions. And you couldn't raise more money at one school to create a competitive advantage.
But see, that's tough. So, like, you want to do revenue sharing, but you cap it somewhere? Well, what if, like, UNC can never even get close to any kind of a... Anything close to that.
Sure. I mean, you'd have to figure out the different TV deals and what percentage of those you're actually getting. Because he talked about the revenue share that it is now, that goes into reinvestment with facilities and training and nutrition, all that stuff. And if you want to give part of that to the athletes, I think there's potential there. But does it almost create a stronger division of the haves and the have-nots based on, okay, we have our TV deal with ESPN. Well, we have one with CBS Sports and FS1. Those aren't even the same.
So it's all going to come down to the TV deals, which is going to, again, leave those group of fives out in the cold. You know, they do have TV deals. Like the Mountain West, they have a TV deal. It's just nothing compared to what the SEC has. So Saban's idea is fine if we're talking SEC, revenue sharing, when there's enough revenue to make sense of sharing. But outside of most of the Power Four teams, it doesn't make any sense. There's just not enough money. But that's why I've always said NIL's great if you go earn. And I know there's not a lot of time, but there's things you can be doing as a student athlete to make money off of your likeness. And if you reach out and you'd be surprised. You dress to the nines and you meet with the business and say, hey, I'm the safety for the so-and-so team, and I'd like to rep you guys. Is there any unique opportunities? You'd be amazed at you because there's a lot of fans around here. You go find those businesses that are fans and see if you can do something for them.
What if the revenue was, like you said, kind of capped, but NIL is still a thing you can do? It's like a stipend you get.
So you cap it, but then you make all the collective and all that stuff gone. You make that go away. They're still going to do under the table stuff, Angel.
Sure.
There's just no way. You know, it's... I mean, I hope they try. I hope they keep trying. Now they need to just keep trying new things. And they will. Something will come down soon. I mean, enough people are speaking about it. The great Nick Saban is speaking about it. Something's going to happen. But if whatever happens, we'll just break the law or the rule. That's what we'll do. You know, I don't know. Smitty texting in. I want to read some texts here. I got some good ones. SMU got the death penalty in 1986 for what every school is doing now. Crazy times. It's true. Let's read. We got text. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Fields on the board is still not making sense. Yes, Fields not going to... Nobody wants a Justin Fields on their football program?
Well, the market is, from what I've seen from the analysts, is like people are looking at him as a backup.
What is he worth right now? Second and a fourth?
Yeah.
Did you get him for a third, a fourth, and a fifth?
Maybe.
I'd take that today. If you could get him for under a third, I don't know, maybe not. The rookie quarterback idea I like, but I'm looking at this, Angel, and teams are getting more confusing by the minute. I'm not sure JJ or Bo Nix is going to be there at 12. If they are, number 12, go. But if not, do you go Justin Fields, who's what? Going on his, what is it, fourth year?
Yeah, you have to trade for him and probably play out his last year and then determine if you want to sign to a contract. So, I mean, you'd basically get him for a year, 1 year rental. You're going to lose draft picks, but if he works out,
then you got your
contract.
Guy. And you could still be in rebuild mode. You could rebuild, and if it doesn't work out, you're still there. But if suddenly, whoa, he actually is pretty good in Sean Payton's system. It's not like this offensive line got, I mean, yeah, Lloyd Cushenberry at center. That's going to be, he wasn't the greatest center, but he was all right. That's going to be a tough one to replace. Big Hub says, maybe the Falcons think they're better than Minnesota. I have no idea why they spent that much money on Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk's just coming off of that crazy, his Achilles tendon, right? Mm-hmm. Achilles tear. Whew.
Yeah, that's probably why I wasn't so high on him, because he's coming off of an injury. And, you know, he's not the most mobile quarterback, so that's not really a game, you know, limiting type of injury for him. But I think Atlanta's plenty talented, at least on offense. You have the weapons there.
Texter from the 720, quote, wouldn't have to change the stitching, classic Brady. well, yeah, it's Will, Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson. So, yeah, thank you. A little something there. Says, I don't know why, but that still has me laughing. Because that's just damn good comedy is what it is. That's why. That's why it has you laughing. Dixon says, kind of surprised Peyton didn't bring in Winston. But I guess he will go to Cleveland and hold Watson's clipboard. Towel, I mean clipboard. No, we know what you meant. Ah, very good.
Joe Flacco, he's out there.
Yeah, he is.
Cleveland didn't even offer him anything. So, I mean, or Deshaun told them, I don't want him here.
Well, Flacco, in fairness, didn't really work in Denver when he had to, you know, kind of share the idea of maybe he's the guy, maybe he's not.
No, maybe it's changed.
Sir Castellot texting in. So is high school the only amateur sport these days? There's just a handful of teams, Cherry Creek, Valor, etc., that seem to win every year. We should all just start watching six-man football games. Kit Carson versus Eads, pretty historic rivalry, or Idalia versus Otis.
I think the NIL stuff trickles down into high school a little bit.
Probably not in where he's like Kit Carson and Eads, but does something here in Denver. Or
high
not
school
here,
also
but in
has
Denver.
A lot of haves and have-nots. Like, oh, because my kid quarterback has been doing training since he was 6 years old.
Yeah.
With a specialized trainer.
Smitty just said, I mean, there's high school kids in Texas with NIL deals. Yeah, this is Bruce Dix talked about this a lot on Coach Speak.
Arch Manning practically had millions of dollars already before he even graduated. And he's still on the bench.
It's wild, man. But, I mean, you look at all the money that surrounds the NFL. Look at all the money. I mean, you got D tackles making what quarterbacks made 10 years ago, Angel. So you have college looking up at the NFL. College is making a ton of money, too. And they're like, how do we make more money? Okay, now the players want a piece of that because we started making so much freaking money. It all just trickles down. We got to get to the NFL, but we want to make money right now. And I'm for that. But not like this. It's been abused. And people are cheating because they're bad people.
Well, in the NFL, it's your D tackle. You draft him. You develop him for 5 years, and he gets his money. All right, you've earned that. You earned your 5-year, $85 million contract.
Right.
Sucks. I wish we could stay together, but you got your money.
Well, see, and maybe they should make pay for play legal. You know, if you want in college, you know, right now you're not supposed to. If you're an NIL person and you're putting money, you can't pay them to be there. You're not supposed to say, hey, come here and we'll pay you this. Or you can't give them money based on wins or losses. Maybe we should just make that. Maybe we should just make that what, like, they have to do now. Okay. You get, there's an NIL deal. There's a collective you can call for signing here. And if you start winning and we start drawing a crowd, you talk about that revenue sharing, we start drawing a crowd, then we'll give you, there's a certain tier. I don't know.
Well,
it's all jacked up, man.
It's easier because there's contracts. There's guaranteed money. There's injury guarantees. There's incentives.
Yeah.
You know, I could sign you to a on base $5 million, but you play pretty well, you can get up to $9 million.
If there's money in the pot.
And if your coach leaves because he gets hired somewhere else, I still got you for another year.
But that's all well and good for, like I said, Power Four, because there's money in the pot. But, you know, what are we dealing with in Fort Collins? Most a guy can get is 100K?
Maybe.
A year? Maybe? Like a Torrey Horton gets 100K a year?
I can give you a 100K leased car for 6 months.
Yeah.
You can drive it around and say, hey, I got this car at BMW.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the max right there. Well County Swami just shared this from a tweet from a post from Ed McCaffrey. We do not follow one another. Just completed my 5-day darkness retreat. So, at Broncos, at NFL, quick question. What the hell happened? Seriously, though, for real, what is going on? You messing with me? Texter says, at least he kept it to 5 days in the dark. He was in the dark for 2 years with UNC. That's a good one.
You're telling a lot of jokes.
That's a good one. That would be, if we reload Top Text Tuesday, that wins. That might win. Dixon's was pretty good, too. Be funny, guys. Hooligans, humor me. Make me laugh. Give me comedy. Today. What do we got? Your eyes getting big.
I don't understand this. Free agent pass rusher Chase Young is expected to visit the Panthers and Saints this week.
The Panthers?
Yes.
They're going to be rolling out the dough for him then. Because they're not going anywhere.
He was kind of on a one-year thing in San Francisco.
And he kind of fell. He fell apart toward the end, didn't he? He wasn't great. Mm. All right, 34 minutes after the hour. I got to take a break here.
For a while.
Yeah, but still. Let's take a break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Somebody's walking away with $1,000. Will it be you? Enter KFKA's Bracket Challenge, presented in part by Bear Insurance.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Steamway Floor to Ceiling, family owned for over 35 years. They got a 4,000 square foot showroom. You guys hear me talk about this all the time. Check it out. Again, they're at 602 8th Avenue in Greeley, or you can check out their website. You're sitting at the office right now, you're taking a break, and maybe you're thinking about remodeling or whatever on a budget. They'll help you out. SteamwayFloorToCeiling.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Chippers Lanes, 2454 West. Poll question of the day is, have the Rams, we're just going to kind of keep with this, have the Rams done enough to get in? Have they already punched the ticket? Or do they need to beat San Jose State to, secure that? To me, it feels like they're in. But a win would, you know, go a long way. Without a doubt, they'd be in after that. So I think, you know, just go win, that's great. But I do think they're in. I think their non-con schedule and all that stuff is going to help, plus the fact that the Mount West is ridiculous. You think Wyoming's going to do anything in this thing? We got Jeff Linder coming up at 1:15. He's not shying away. He's like, we're not scared of anybody. Last year, they came off 9 wins and no Graham EK. Just a disastrous situation. This year, he actually has some, he feels like he's confident. He's like, they're a 500 team.
I think, you know, it's tournament play. Anything could happen. And when you get to this weird stretch, neutral site, I don't know how well the Wyoming fans are going to travel, but maybe it's something Lindard won't have to make a statement about.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I would like to go
never
to
know.
This tournament.
You know, you get hot, start playing well, you get a good game in, go to your second game, start, here we go.
I mean, anything can happen. We just saw it in the Big Sky. We just saw Eastern Washington and the University of Northern Colorado lose in their first rounds, 1-2. And it's, you know, 10s never beat a 1, and there you go. I know, it's still raw, Angel.
It's all right.
So let it out. Just, it's fine. You know, it sucks.
There's nothing I can do.
I know.
There's no rage or fury I can put out there. It's going to change it.
No.
Didn't play well. That's how it goes.
Yeah, it sucked.
That's basketball.
Depressing. No, Angel. Did you just that's basketball me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I mean, you know, team loses, all right. That sucks. But what are you going to do?
That's life.
That's life.
That's life. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What a weird story with Will Lutz. On the show yesterday, he's saying he sides with Jacksonville, or he's going to, and then the Broncos are like, he's like, his camp's like, Broncos, are you sure? You know, make the call. We got to get, okay, we're good. So there you go, man. And you know what's awesome about this whole thing? Is he's originally number 3. And he couldn't have it. Apparently the quarterback wanted it. That's just another selfish thing by Russell Wilson.
Russ was 3 in Seattle, too.
He wants his number because he's the quarterback, but he won't give it to the kicker. That's Russ for you, man. Good luck, Pittsburgh, dealing with that.
Everywhere.
Good luck dealing with that personality. Won't give up his
Kirk
number.
Cousins takes number 8 from Kyle Pitts. You think you're big quarterback guys? You got money now.
Texter from 405. Any possibility of NIT or another tournament for UNC? Yeah, I think so.
Like a third or fourth tier tournament, maybe? NIT, I don't think so.
CSI? CBI. Crime Scene Investigation? CBI? You know what? Here's the way I look at it. Go play basketball. But I think you have to pay to be in that, don't you? Yeah. If you're UNC, do you pay? It's a significant amount. Pay to go get
in
that tournament?
2018.
Do you win money for it?
I imagine you get something from it.
You get the money you put into it.
You get a trophy, you get a little banner.
You know me. I don't like the secondary tournaments. I don't like bowls. But I like them for the players and the teams. That's great. You want to go, but don't expect me to break down the game the next day. I'll just go, hey, they won that one. Good for you guys to go play more basketball. You know, if you can afford it and you want to go do that. 43 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. I want to thank Lemons Heating and Cooling. Go get your heater geared up. Or maybe you ran that bad boy hard this year and it's starting to make a weird sound or smell funny or something. You might need to have the folks from Lemons Heating and Cooling come out and check it out. Also, get your air conditioner ready to go because it's March 12th, Angel. We're not that far away from the really, really warm days coming up where you're going to be begging for snow. Well, maybe not you. I don't know. With the Alabama thing, snow,
you kind of
like
used
it.
To it by now.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it. But.
It's just part of life now, huh?
Yeah.
Lemons Heating and Cooling. Check them out online. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com. So what do we know? Anything else coming down the wire as far as big free agent signings? There's a lot of activity, man. We talked about the Drew Lock deal.
The Bears have agreed to terms with tight end Gerald Everett.
Yeah, cool. Browns re-signing Shelby Harris, D-tackle.
Calvin Ridley is playing some kind of game with the Patriots and the Jaguars. Patriots are saying, we really, really want you, Calvin. And Calvin say, no, not good at Jacksonville. It's warm. You know, they have a they have your old quarterback and a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'm probably good.
Probably good. And you mentioned the Patrick Queen thing, 3-year deal, $41 million to the Steelers. So it's crazy, man. I mean, all these contracts right now, Angel, this is just the legal tampering period, right? We're still not, are we putting ink to paper?
I don't believe so. I think free agency officially starts tomorrow.
Yeah. This is basically it, though. Although, this is why it's the tampering period, because Will Lutz, kicker extraordinaire, who got his number, you know, probably did say, yeah, you know, Jacksonville sounds good, and then reversed it. So, clearly, this is why it's the tampering thing. Negotiations are still happening, so even if you agree in principle, if you haven't put pen to paper yet, it's not done.
Yeah, and teams still have to be under the salary cap before tomorrow. So that's why none of these deals are like official. You can get out the numbers and the deals, but you can't sign them yet.
Yeah. Well, the Broncos are doing work, man. This is what they need to do. Embrace it. I'm telling everybody, just embrace it. Yeah. Somebody tweeted or texted me the Ed McCaffrey tweet. It's like, dude, Ed, sorry, but have you not been watching? You know? Is this like your football team in Greeley? Have you not been watching? Because this team has been bad for so long. This is the only logical decision. If there's Broncos fans out there that are sad about what Denver's doing, you can be sad about the Russ deal. Okay? All of it. You can be mad at the Broncos. You can be mad at Russ. I don't care. But right now, this team continues to fool themselves over the years and think that they can be something they're not. So this is the right move. And if you disagree with that, you haven't been paying attention, because you're not going to get better by just Joe Flaccoing it all the time and Case Keenuming it and Melvin Gordoning it and Nathaniel Hacketing it. You know, you have to stop. Slow down. Work your books. Cut some fat, trim some fat. Move on from guys that are not clearly winning you championships. Keep the guys you think you can grow with, Patrick Surtain, and have a decent draft, because your drafts the last 3 years have just been awful. 4 years, 5 years, terrible. Like, hardly any of them are playing. Outside, you go to the Patrick Surtain draft and back, basically. It was awful. 12:50 the time. It's the whole show. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have Jeff Linder on the show. Wyoming head basketball coach. The Cowboys getting set for, the Mount West tournament. And I think anything's going to happen. Anything can possibly happen in this Mount West tournament, man. It's going to be nuts. We'll be right back.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com. Or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Tomorrow is a big day at one of our long-term sponsors, On the Rocks Liquor, celebrating 13 years in business. You could check them out, and you're going to get discounts all day. Giveaways, snacks, drawings, all that just to show their appreciation for their loyal customers over the years. And we certainly appreciate all that On the Rocks Liquor does. They're located half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. And I always say this, like, if you're a fan of the show, if you're a fan of the live and local radio stuff, support the advertisers you hear on this station. Go out and tell them you heard about them. Give them that confidence to keep rolling. Because we know we got a lot of great, we got an amazing amount of listeners that enjoy the local programming we do here. We can't do that without these guys. We can't do that without On the Rocks Liquor. So stop by tomorrow, man. I mean, you're gonna buy beverages anyway for the weekend. It's a big freaking week, Angel. So you might as well stop by and take advantage of discounts and giveaways and all that stuff at On the Rocks Liquor tomorrow. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. When we come back, we'll get into buy or sell. And then I'll have Wyoming head basketball coach Jeff Linder. He said that they're going to be on the bus to DIA, Angel. So you never know how these things are going to sound. So we'll give it the old college try here. Get it? Because it's a college basketball team. And we want to break down the tournament with coach Angel. They should win the first round. They should. They got Fresno State. They just put 4 million points up on them the other night. So Cowboys, maybe do something. Kind of make it interesting at least. Buy or sell. Up next.